This is my pep talk episode. Little bit like me, short and sweet.
Hi, this is Erin, and welcome to Everything EFL, my little podcast about English language teaching and other teachy stuff too. Credit and honourable mentions will be given during the episode or in the show notes. Let's crack on.
Hello there, you gorgeous teacher. If you're a new listener, you are most welcome. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. Always great to see you. So I had an idea for this week's episode, but I had quite a bad week. I was really, really tired. I haven't been sleeping very well. And I've also been experiencing a bit of a lull in my self-confidence, if you will. And it got to Sunday. Usually I would edit or record something or at least make a soundbite for a ready-to-go episode. And I didn't have the energy to do any of those things. So I didn't post when I should have. However, I'm not going to feel bad about it. Why? Because this podcast, it's a passion. I love doing it. And that's exactly the reason I didn't post it on time. If it stops being enjoyable, what's the point? So anyway, I gave myself a break, which is pretty fitting because it's kind of what this podcast was going to be about anyway. So let's dive in. Right, okay, I didn't have a great week. Like I said, bit of self-doubt crept in. I have a new class. It's a 10-week course, but I just got very overwhelmed with the course material and I just started feeling the pressure and there was so much to teach, all the different, you know, skills and everything, plus loads of presentation and pronunciation and, you know, all the stuff that we have to do. And I was thinking, I'm never going to be able to teach them everything they know in the 10 weeks and all of this. And then I just went, hold on a minute, Erin, come on. So I did a few things. Okay, the first thing I did was I consulted some fellow teachers who've done the course before and they reassured me. You need that reassurance sometimes. Secondly, I thought, okay, Erin, use your brain, be selective. So I just selected the essential things. And not only am I using my own judgment, but I'm trusting my judgment as well. Surely I've been teaching long enough to select the correct stuff and be confident about my choices. But at the same time, I asked myself, what do the students want? So I asked them to vote on the units that they were most interested in as well. Keep them in the loop. Don't make all the decisions yourself. And then I thought to myself, and my friend Erin Myers from the Educators Mindset podcast has said this before, no, you're enough. I said, look, I could always spend more time prepping. And of course, you know, everyone could. You could spend hours doing it. But why should you? What you're doing is enough. Trust yourself. Keyword, balance. So I give myself a bit of a time limit. I don't sit and prep after class anymore for the next day like I used to, because you just sit there for hours and hours and hours. And I don't want to do that. I need a balance. So this year's been stressful enough. I'm not adding to it. I refuse to add to it at this point. I'm making much more informed and considered choices about everything now, because this year has been a real test of everybody's mental health. You know, I think most of us have probably reached a bit of a breaking point at some point. And this is all part of it. You have to have that balance. And then I also went on to LinkedIn for some advice. Now, guys, if you're not on LinkedIn and you're not connecting with teachers, I strongly advise you do. There's so much engagement happening on LinkedIn, so much. So what I thought I'd do is I'm going to share with you the question that I asked on LinkedIn. My question was, do you ever have days when you doubt yourself? Maybe you're lesson bombed, or you're doing something you're unfamiliar with, or you're feeling overwhelmed by the course materials. What do you do when you feel like this? And I got some really great responses, so I'm going to read them to you. So Elizabeth Mackey, she said, I try to take time out, at least mentally, and look for inspiration. I check out blogs and other teachers' ideas. Brilliant. Simple. Step away. Find inspiration from elsewhere. It doesn't always come from just staring at the book, does it? Let's face it. Rasha Awed, I hope I pronounced your name there. She says, I refer to my peers. I talk and discuss what went wrong and get suggestions from them. Totally agree. I said it in episodes 48 and 49 when I was talking about new teachers. Lean on your colleagues. It's one of the best things you can do. Harry Waters. Hi, Harry. You're going to be featuring on one of my episodes very soon. Very excited about that. He said, I have those days. I have them fairly frequently. Thank you for your honesty. Social media kills me. It makes me doubt myself constantly. You know what doesn't make me doubt myself? Funk. That's funk. I get myself out of my funk with a nice bit of funk. Crank it up and always have a dance and a sing. And I totally 100% get it. Now, my thing is a little bit of RuPaul, Sissy That Walk. very camp song, but it's just very uplifting, and I find myself strutting around like a drag queen when I listen to it, and it just makes me feel so much better. And that's sometimes just what you need, a little pick-me-up, if you will. Silvina, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce your last name. She says, in my opinion, doubting ourselves boosts our creativity and leads us to keep learning and improving our teaching practice. We should take advantage of these feelings in order to make progress. There's always room for improvement. Absolutely, Silvina. Dig deep, guys. Dig deep. And the lovely Ian Brownlee. Everyone has a bad day now and again, he says. Have a shot of Jameson's, eat something you love, learn from what happened and how to avoid doing it. Then move on and prepare for the next day. Spilt milk and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, look, guys, reflection, that's something we should always be doing anyway, but the whole moving on is the big thing as well. Like, don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on those feelings. Everybody has those days. You will get over it. You know that. I know that. And it's so easy for that little devil on your shoulder to be like nagging in your ear and telling you that you're not doing very well. But you have to kind of ignore that. Listen to your angel instead. So, the basics. What do you need to do when you're having an off day? Number one, snap out of it. You're great. And don't forget it. Number two, don't overdo it. Find that balance. Don't feel bad about not preparing for hours on end. Are you paid to do it? Are you? Number three, sing and dance. What really lifts you up? Get moving, get strutting across that kitchen. Number four, reflect. Maybe you were wrong, maybe you have been doing something wrong, but step back and look at it. Number five, get inspired by colleagues or the vast amount of information on the internet. Everything EFL Pod, for example. Just saying. So anyway, guys, look, this is a short one, but I just wanted to put that out there because I know that a lot of teachers do put pressure on themselves. And I just think it's completely unnecessary. You're amazing. You just have to be the one to remember that. So guys, if you enjoyed this episode, you can do a few things. Hit that subscribe button so that I magically appear in your podcast player 3 times a month. You can follow Everything EFL Podcast on Facebook, and then I can invite you onto the Everything EFL Teacher Development page, where I've started posting videos on most days, just little hints and tips. Or follow me at Everything EFL Pod on Instagram, where I post the same stuff. I'm looking to build a community and engage. Connect on LinkedIn with me as well. My name is Erin O'Byrne. Like I said, if you're not on LinkedIn, you're missing out. Everybody's so engaged and so helpful. You could also share this episode with any of your colleagues on your social media, or tell them about it if you are indeed back in the workplace. Or write a kind worded review on iTunes or Spotify, and this will help push me up the ratings and get me noticed. And most important, guys, as always, have a peaceful week and share the love. Bye.
Sit out wild.